Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and these are your NBA basketball, your NHL hockey, and your soccer bets for Tuesday, May 11th. Yes, I am back at home from seeing my nieces. Everything should go smooth from here on out. They're doing okay. And so let's start in soccer. Soccer today, we've got four bets on two games. And the first game is at 1 o'clock. It's going to be on NBC Sports. It is going to be Manchester United versus Leicester City. Guys, this is Manchester United's third match in 6 days. They're probably going to be tired. I have followed Leicester City now for 4 months and usually bet on them. Guys, I can't today. I wanted to. And I was using that third match in 6 days to try to rationalize it to my own self. And I just couldn't. I'm taking Manchester United plus 155 on the money line. Now, for those of you that want more juice, go ahead. Take Leicester City, they are at plus 355. If you guys can see, I know some podcatchers allow you to see when this was recorded. I'll go ahead and tell you it's about 2:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, guys, I made my bets about 1:45, 2 o'clock, or at least I started them, because you know me, I try to check around and get the best value. But in this game, I'm also going over 2.5. I know a lot of people are not liking that. They think the game will be a 1-0 game. I don't think it will. But anyway, going over 2.5 at minus 105. The second game that I'm playing today is at 3:15. It is Southampton versus Crystal Palace. I know everyone, it seems like over here, is choosing Southampton. However, one of my bosses that I write columns for is from Europe. And it seems like everyone over there may know something we don't. They're taking Crystal Palace. So I guess I'm going to side with the Europeans. This is European soccer. I'm taking Crystal Palace at plus 240 on the money line for them just to win. And then I'm taking my typical bet of going over 2.5 at minus 110. Now, let's go ahead and move to hockey. There are only two games in hockey tonight. Watch, because I did see on some of the online sportsbooks, however, what they are doing is going ahead and putting up some Wednesday games. I caution you a little bit about that because there are some rumors of players that may not play in Wednesday night's games. Of course, they haven't announced it yet. So, I would caution you guys. And then there are going to be some games that you'll probably get better money on if you wait to bet them. Because tonight, Vegas lost. If Vegas would have won tonight, the Vegas Golden Knights, they would have clinched the West, and I would have looked for them to set some players on Wednesday night. they're not going to be able to. Fuller will probably be back in net for them. They have to win on Wednesday night. And so I look for you to get some better money options the closer it gets. There are only two games on Tuesday night. The 7 o'clock one is Boston versus the Washington Capitals. Guys, I know a lot of people are taking Boston. They're playing at Washington. I am leaning towards Washington. I did not make a bet on it. I am not making this an official play yet. If I do, I will put it up in Twitter and I will put it on Facebook group. However, I am playing the over 6 at plus 105. I do think these teams go after each other, and not only because they're rivals, but because of the playoffs coming. The 8 o'clock game, Vancouver versus Winnipeg. You guys know I would be all over Winnipeg on this normally. Vancouver's not very good. The juice on Winnipeg, even if you would take it on the puck line, it's not worth it. But they're not making it worth my while to try to even remotely think that Vancouver could win. They're not going to. So I went over 6 on them also at plus 105. Now, let's talk NBA. You need to be watching the NBA very closely tonight because I made my picks right around 2-15 in the NBA. I really, really, really suggest to you guys, as it gets closer to game time, start looking. You need to know who's playing, who's not, who they say is not, but is dressing, because they may be put in at the last minute. You need to see what teams are still fighting for certain spots and who they are playing. Are they playing a tough team? Are they playing a team they're just going to blow out? Because I can tell you right now, like the Orlando Magic, they're done. They would rather be on a golf course somewhere. I guarantee the day after their last season game, they all have plane reservations somewhere or tee times. They're in Orlando and they're flying out the next day. They are done. And we'll talk more about that when we talk about the Orlando game. But 7 o'clock starts the NBA slate. We've got 12 picks there. And guys, I want to kind of go through these fast. It's wrapping up, and like I said, you know, people are just trying for spots, but like I said, some teams have just checked out. Denver Nuggets versus Charlotte. I'm taking Denver minus 5.5 points at minus 110. I know the Nuggets have been up and down, but guys, it's playoff season. Charlotte's not going to beat them, even though they're at home. Minnesota versus Detroit. This is a game I would not encourage you to watch. I wouldn't even encourage you to watch the highlights. I'm going over 224.5 in this game for minus 115. The LA Clippers versus Toronto. I'm going over 222.5 at minus 110. Guys, normally I would be on the Clippers. Because I'm doing these podcasts early, I don't want to take the Clippers yet, because with them, I want to say they're the fourth seed. I should have wrote down the seeds. They're either the third or fourth seed. I don't know that they'll play all their players tonight against a very bad Toronto team, even though it's in Toronto. Miami versus Boston. Guys, this was actually a game I was looking forward to. I really thought that Boston was going to be able to take care of it. They're at home. Guys, with Jaylen Brown, it was huge. Him going to be out for the season, may not even start the season with them next year. They're saying this could be a 6 to 8 month rehab. So I have to go with Miami. I think they come in and they just knock Boston over. They have been through so much this year. And so I'm taking Miami -1.5 points at -110. Brooklyn versus Chicago. I am going to take Brooklyn at -5.5 at -110. I am shocked Chicago has not set Zach LaVine down. I don't look for them to set him down tonight. He may cause problems with them. And I'll tell you what, if he plays, I may play a player prop. Again, it'll be on Twitter, or it will be in the Facebook group, because he has been lighting people up. Anyway, Dallas versus Memphis. Guys, I'm going with Dallas. It's -1.5, and it's at -110. I don't see Memphis upsetting them, even though they're at home. Same thing, Philadelphia, Indiana. I think Philadelphia, even if they play half their starters, half their second string, I think they're still okay. Taking them -6.5 at -110. And then I talked about this game earlier. Normally, and I'm saying normally, and I'm saying during the playoffs, I will not be doing this. But because, like I said, Orlando is too busy making tee times and plane reservations, figuring out where they're going on vacation. Orlando has totally checked out. Milwaukee is playing at home. They're giving up -14 points. I will never play this in the playoffs. If I do, you need to write me and shoot me in the head. But I am taking Milwaukee at -14, -110 tonight. I do. I just think they blow Orlando out. Phoenix versus Golden State. I really want to pay attention to this game tonight. Remember, Golden State is still fighting for the 8th seed. Guys, if you don't believe in Steph Curry after this season, you're crazy. He has basically put Golden State on his back and is going to carry them into the playoffs. This team should not be in the playoffs at all. But he is going to carry them there. However, even though they're at home, I think Phoenix also is playing to raise their seed. They're trying to get ahead of Utah. And I'm picking Phoenix -5 at -110. The player prop that I'm looking at here is obviously Steph Curry. And I'm looking at points plus assists. And so I'm looking for that. I want it below 40, but I don't know if I'll get it. So again, let you know on Twitter and in the Facebook group. Oklahoma City versus Sacramento. Oklahoma City has been done for weeks. They've been tanking it, trying to get a good draft pick. Sacramento, I don't even want to talk about them. Anyway, because both these teams do not play defense, they will chuck it up from anywhere, and sometimes it goes in. We're going over 224.5 at -110. And then the game that everybody has been talking about and writing me about, the New York Knicks versus the LA Lakers. Guys, I'm going to disappoint a lot of you. I'm taking the Knicks. The Knicks have been hot. I know they're playing at the Lakers, but guys, I'm still taking the Knicks. Plus the 5.5 points at -110. And then I'm going over 213.5 at -110. I know the Lakers are playing for seed and they're trying to do something extraordinary and hope LeBron can get back. I think that's wishful thinking. But those are my two picks on that game. And I know a lot of you are going to be very upset. You guys can write me on Twitter. I'm Overtime Daily. Yes, the DMs are open if you want to say something to me that you don't want going on the public board. You guys can write me at dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com. I answer all your emails pretty much no matter what you say. And then you can always join our Facebook group. Very small. It is, go up in the search bar, Daily Sports Betting Overtime. You'll see the green and orange logo. Click join. We'll get you in there. You can messenger me. I am obviously Daily Sports Betting Overtime on Messenger, but start the sentence out with, I listen to the podcast, because been getting spam messages like crazy. So you guys can reach me. You can confront me if the Lakers pull the upset. I don't think so. But anyway, those are 12 picks in the NBA, 2 picks in the NHL, and 4 picks in soccer. So guys, that's a total of 18 picks today. You don't have to play everything. I know some of you will not play the soccer. That's cool. Just make sure you bet responsibly. Don't bet any more than what you can afford. If you yourself or anyone around you think that you have a gambling problem, please stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. No, I am not getting paid to say this every day. It's because I care about you guys. Please answer their questions honestly so they can make the appropriate referrals, get you the help, guidance, and support that you need to handle your issues. That is not an advertisement for them, okay, at all. It's just so you guys can get the help. Anyway, whatever you're watching, whatever you're betting on, I wish you the best of luck, even though some of you are going to take the Lakers tonight. Anyway, I will talk to you soon, and I'll see you down the road.